Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is a special, special recap. It is Christmas time in Glee World.
And it's Matthew Morrison's directing debut.
Oh my gosh,
so
how
exciting. We're really keeping it in the fam. It's an extraordinary Merry Christmas.
Like, see what you did there.
Episode. Mm-hmm. Season 3, Episode 9, Extraordinary Merry Christmas, aired December 13th, 2011. We Found Love was still number one in the world, well, in the U.S. New Year's Eve featuring Glee's own Lea Michele was the number one movie. Remember going to that premiere? Did you go to that premiere?
No, we couldn't go. I think Amber and I were shooting.
Oh, I went to that premiere. I brought my friend Amy because Zac Efron was in it. I was like, let me go get your man for you.
Mm. And Glee was also, the concert movie was released on DVD and Blu-ray in the US. So
what a Christmas gift for everyone.
So this episode was directed by Matthew Morrison. And Marty Noxon wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
We had Marty for a short while on the show as a writer. And we've got quite a few Christmas songs.
I mean,
Glee Christmas.
There was a song that was cut, including that song. 10 songs were recorded and filmed for this episode.
Wow.
One of the most ever.
Wow.
So we have All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Christmas, River, Extraordinary Merry Christmas, Let It Snow, My Favorite Things, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, Christmas Wrapping, and Do They Know It's Christmas? And then the cut one was Santa Baby.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, stacked. That's in a whole album on its own.
Yeah. It pretty much was.
There's some fun facts about this episode before we dive in, because I feel like there's lots of fun memories from this episode. This episode was, it was kind of all over the place, though. We had a variety show. We had storyline. We had a lot of storylines. Okay. The girl who acted as the younger version of Rachel in the episode of The Substitute when Mr. Shue was sick can also be seen in the Do They Know It's Christmas scene. Your Rewalk I guess we revisit the Christmas before the year before, and Tina tells everybody the Rewalk broke the next day.
Which I remember in the scene, we're like, oh, so that's what happened to it, because we didn't know either. And they're like, is the company going to like that? Because that seems
probably not
bad. Lucasfilm gave Glee permission to use Chewbacca for a scene, but nothing else, which is why you don't hear any of the music that accompanies his appearance, like the John Williams theme. And I think that very obvious and funny reference to Puck and Finn not being dressed up as Jedis, and he's definitely not holding a lightsaber, and any reference to that is merely a coincidence.
Okay, there is a big subsection here of fun facts, because there is a deleted scene, one of the very few scenes that have been released by Ryan Murphy on YouTube, that, you know, people have been able to see. So this was the box scene, and this scene was between Kurt and Blaine. You could see it on YouTube, where Blaine gives Kurt a handmade promise ring. So the episode aired, and it was teased before that there was going to be a significant Kurt and Blaine scene. And the fandom obviously went crazy. But then when the episode aired and the scene was not included, the fans went cuckoo banana pants into a spiral. So sources confirmed to the entertainment websites that the scene had been cut, Kevin. But the problem is that nobody saw it.
And they teased it. It was in the teaser.
Yeah, and they teased it. And they're like, what the hell is this scene?
Yeah. It's got people's hopes up and then crushed them very quickly.
Right.
But there was a sort of rebellion.
The script.
Yes,
the
go script. For it, Jenna.
Yeah, so the script for the episode appeared on an auction for Project Angel Food. And two fans decided to take charge and organize a fundraiser to bid on the script, said script. They raised over $13,000.
Yeah, a fundraiser within a fundraiser.
All goes to Project Angel Food. We loved it. They got the script, and it became known as the Box Scene Project. And I mean, I think part of the reason behind the whole project was that this is written here that Glee got a lot of press for mainstreaming queer teenagers, but fans of the show say the actual moments of queer affection on the show were few and far between. So we saw a lot of Kurt, a lot of Finn and Rachel affection, lots of, and apparently Finn and Rachel kissed more in a single episode than Kurt and Blaine had in their entire relationship on TV. Also Santana and Brittany barely being affectionate. So when it became clear that bits of those couples' moments were hitting the cutting room floor, the fans took action. And they felt like Glee may have been one of the most gay-friendly TV shows, but the lack of equality in its gay and straight romantic relationships has been a thorn in the side of many fans.
And of course, Ryan has his finger on the pulse of everything, and he heard about it. So then he released the scene on YouTube. And it's only one of the few times. So there's like a handful of times, and you can go watch it and
let us know.
I think you watch it, and it's apparent why it was cut.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a good,
exactly.
It's not a good scene.
No. Yeah. It's a little lackluster.
Yeah.
It did also, there was so much happening in this episode, which we'll talk about, that while we would love to see that, we already know how they feel each other. About each other.
Yeah. Nothing
and you
really
don't need that scene to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't move the plot forward at all.
And now I'm more upset about Santa Baby being cut.
I watched it a million times. I'm upset that it got cut.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, what's happening?
Yeah. It was sort of like, well, why was this in it in the first place? But also, it's so good.
I know, it's so good. But also, like, I feel like it's in the episode. Like, in my mind, it's in the episode.
Same. I think because of, like, people online. And, like, well, the Christmas soundtracks as well. But I think it's become like part of the lore or whatever. And so like it's just been in rotation. So in my head, it never was not part of the experience of the episode.
To be fair, well, also when we do Snixmases every year, we usually go through clips and things and see if there's stuff we can use. And that one always comes up.
Do you remember this thing with the box scene? Like any of this?
Yeah, I vaguely remember online because of Twitter at the time, like the fundraiser. I remember that and the script. I don't actually remember like the whole thing being cut and like all of that, but I just remember the babble of like people raising money and all of that during that time.
I mean, good for them. $13,000 is a lot.
Amazing.
Of that's incredible.
We have really amazing fans.
Yeah.
Especially the current
fans, trying to keep the show to a certain standard, which
that's right,
can't be mad at.
Oh, love it.
So this episode is about when the New Directions are asked to perform at two different events on the same day, same time. Mm-hmm. They have a tough decision to make. Will they choose correctly and spread Christmas cheer, or will ambition get the best of them?
I don't know, Artie. What will happen?
What a weird storyline.
Well, I love you as director. I will say that. I love this theme of you being in the position of a director. It's really great.
I remember being very excited. So what happens is Shu comes in and tells us that the local PBS station canceled their Yule log burning broadcast. And the station manager has enlisted the Glee Club for a Christmas special. And Shu appoints Artie to direct it. And very Artie exciting. Agrees to do it eventually. For less than $800, mind you. If we look,
it was a few years ago.
I mean, still, I don't think in the 1920s you could have done this for $800. The advent of film. And it was inspired by Star Wars and Judy Garland. And I just, anytime I got to do directing things, I was just excited because I was trying to do a nod to Ryan.
Always.
Just
very good.
Where my hands were placed, how I was talking a bit. I had to tone it down because I originally started doing like a full Ryan impression and obviously it made no sense. But I was just very excited to do that. And it was fun. It was weird, you know, that scene in the auditorium after Rachel performs River, which is funny. And I liked getting to do like a one-on-one little thing with her. And Artie's never really nice to Rachel, but it's like, she's shocked by it. And that was always like a fun back and forth thing.
Yeah, you guys are very funny.
His weird interaction with Sam about being like, we're just doing joy, ignoring Sam's advice and experience was weird.
It's a little arty. It tracks with the way arty acts sometimes.
It does. And you know? It's just weird, like for me as like a human.
Totally.
Like, Artie, stop being a dick.
No, totally. Totally. It is funny though. Artie has a vision and he's committed. He is committed and I appreciate it. And I thought all of this was very funny. I thought your little like Judy Garland Star Wars thing in the hallway, that little like speech was very funny and very well delivered. I was like, wow, Kevin's really giving it in this scene. Very funny.
Well, you know where Kevin didn't give it is when the Glee Club eventually does show up to the shelter at the end. And I must have been asleep.
Oh, everybody was, Kevin. Do you see Diana in that scene?
And nothing I said came out correctly. Do you know, like, I was not speaking like how a normal human speaks.
Well, I also have to say, granted, like, for people who don't know, who will learn in this episode what that was like for us that night. Like, that was the night before Thanksgiving break. And it was a very late night. Everybody looks like they were just woken up.
Yeah. And we were all panicked about like nobody's making their flights home. And,
yes, everybody was panicked, but it was so rushed getting those scenes. The push of you coming in to the thing and saying your lines. I remember. I think you got that in one take. Like I think we had to do that in one take. Like I'm not kidding. Like all of this stuff felt like it was so crazy, and everybody looked a little cross-eyed.
Wild. Yeah. It was
so we'll
wild.
Get there, but I will say, given the circumstances of what you had to do, how you had to do it, it was you did it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it could have been better.
Oh my gosh.
On my end.
Okay. But I will say the show itself, the show, the Christmas special turned out great. It was very funny.
The Christmas special was so good.
Really fun to shoot. Matt actually had three cameras going like a variety show would be shot back in that day. Now, Glee was only shot at a single camera at a time. Well, maybe two, but it's single camera. Mm-hmm. And this was a multicam where there are three cameras going like a Friends or a Big Bang Theory. And that's why you see us like turn to different cameras and, you know, make different points of view. I don't know. What am I saying?
Do you remember the blocking for that? Like, it was all of that planned out? I mean, mm-hmm. It must have been, but I feel like that's it's such a long segment.
Yes.
I was not in it. I was not there. I had days off, but I don't remember how many days it was to film all of that.
It wasn't a lot.
Was it all one day?
No. I think it might have been two. I think they did the first segment with the four of them. And then I think we did Christmas wrapping into the end another day. I remember it was 2 days, I think. I think when they were shooting the variety show, we were rehearsing Christmas wrapping. Mm.
I mean, I loved the variety show. Everybody's out of their minds in the best way.
Amazing.
Everybody looks great.
Black
it's
and white.
So funny. The weird story with the necklace and bidding online for it is hilarious. I love all the references. Like, this is my best friend and roommate. All that being said, Christmas wrapping is one of the biggest sources of joy in my life.
I'm so glad because I really love that number.
That number.
Me too.
I can watch on repeat. And I was like, I hope it's in it. I think it's in it. I think it's in it. And then you guys come bursting through the door and I shouted. Heather's also never been better.
Oh, so good. So good.
Like,
never been better. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Talk about learning that and doing it.
I know. It was really fast. We learned that, like, I think Naya and Heather and I came in later to learn it after all the other wonderful dancers learned that number. But it was fast. I had never done that before. Ribbons. I was like, what are we doing? But it was so much fun. Plug and play kind of thing. I had so much fun with Naya doing that number. It was just like you got to add your little flair. It was ridiculous. We all looked really cute. Like, I loved Santa outfits. And then also the cameras. But I also remember that day being really fast. Like, this whole episode to me felt fast. Like, everything we shot was like, there's a lot to stuff in, so let's just do it. And you're like, oh my God. And I think we did Christmas wrapping maybe a few times, and that was it.
Really? I mean, whatever it was, it worked. I also think because there was a lot of these scenes were sort of long.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, a lot of talking. So there was a lot, the blocking of it, the staging of everything took a while. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I think there's also something with, like, maybe because it's Matt's first time directing, which I also thought he did a great job, because some of these shots in here are hilarious.
Oh, yes. Very good.
The timing of it is really, really great. But I also think there's probably like a learning curve there too, where the discussion of, okay, how do we want to cover this? Where are we covering this from?
Right.
All of that stuff, I think, was taking it up a little more time at the front end of the filming.
Totally. Well, right. Because I think it has to be rehearsed. Like, on our show, we show up in the morning. We go through the scene. We talk through it with the director. We see what feels right. They mark it and then they light it. And then we go and get ready and then we come and shoot it, right? On a multicam, like the variety show we shot, or the special show with the three cameras going at once, they rehearse all week for the taping, which ends up on, which is usually on a Friday night. And so when you shoot that, you're rehearsing all week with the cameras, where you're looking, where you're facing. It's much more theatrical than our show, where like the cameras will find you and you just have to figure it out on the day versus the three camera operation. And so there was that, like, we had to operate kind of like a multicam for that small piece. And because the scenes were so long, you're right, it did take a little bit more work on the front end. For some reason, though, there's another Christmas episode that we do. It's an Adam Shankman one.
Yeah.
And it's the one where you do Feliz Navidad. That wasn't in black and white. For some reason, I see Feliz Navidad in black and white.
It is.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Because it's a Wonderful Life reference.
Thank you. So okay. I'm not crazy. Okay.
No, and so I wasn't sure if that was this yes, episode or same. Next. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. So I didn't know. That's why I didn't know if
Christmas wrapping,
yeah, was in this.
Okay. Along with that, the special.
Which I think also should have been the whole episode.
It could have been like a full commit to the black and white. Yes, classic in that tone. Like I would have, I would have just watched Chewbacca walk in real quick to that. Oh my God, Chewie. How fun that you got to work with Chewie. Us getting to like meet him and do all those photos. It was such a special day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a half day that he came in, but it was so special.
It felt like a holiday on set.
Yes.
Like nobody was working.
The stage was set for River. We were all just, we were there for it. That was awesome.
Speaking of River, how does the Glee Club never have any, Sam mentioned this, like how does the club never have any money to get to any competition? But we have the money, again, to build these beautiful Christmas sets.
I mean, then our Christmas tree alone.
Yes, exactly.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, so along with the holiday special, it's landing on the same night as the homeless shelter that we had already said we were going to volunteer at and perform and help.
Because Sue got Artie, Kurt, and Blaine into the office, which is always fun.
Oh my God, what a funny scene.
And insulted us while also trying to get us to do something nice and give back. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we agree to it and then obviously double book ourselves. Classic Christmas party mistake. happens all the time.
And then Artie's like, well, sorry, we choose the Christmas special.
Yeah, Artie, again, this Oof. Is why Artie, Oof. People don't like Artie. Because he does shit like this. Oof.
I mean, but he, to be fair, Sue has really chat on us before. So not that it's not about Sue. It's not about Sue. But
no, his points aren't wrong. But it's also
exactly.
Like,
it's also not right.
Yeah. Like, just you don't double book yourself and then pick the thing that is not helping the people that you agreed to help in the first place.
Right.
Like, I think that's the issue. Yeah. For once, he didn't say something that was completely wrong. He just... They're all sort of doing the wrong. It was all of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
none of them like looked up. Yeah.
No, we wanted to be on TV. That's fair.
you know.
And Sam is the only one, aside from Quinn, who will go with Sam to volunteer. And I mean, I guess that's that. We will end up going and, you know, we show up.
Well, no, Sam also is like helping Rory because Rory can't go home for Christmas and he's Rory's Christmas sponsor. And when Sam tries to sort of like storm out because we're not celebrating Christmas the way he thinks we should be celebrating it, Rory doesn't go with him and sort of creates this divide. So when the Christmas special actually happens, Rory pulls up and is like, I'm not doing it as scripted. I'm doing like a nicer thing in the spirit of the holidays.
It is very sweet.
It is very sweet, little Damien.
So sweet.
So Quinn and Sam are at the homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And after Rory pulls that, then everyone, you know, realizes, oh, we're doing the wrong thing.
Crap.
We've already been on TV for a little bit. This is good enough.
Crap.
So let's hoof it on over to the homeless shelter. And bring them the set dressing.
Oh my God. With the gravy.
And sing a song that feels mildly offensive and inappropriate and insensitive.
I gotta say, okay.
That's a crazy song.
Okay. I didn't, at the time, it didn't faze me.
Oh.
At the time, singing that song, while in the circumstance we were singing it and like as it was written, it didn't faze me as bad as when I watched it and was like, oh my God.
Like those lyrics? Like, what are we doing? Oh, Naya sounds incredible, by the way.
Oh, are you kidding? I don't think I remember that either. Obviously, this night was a very particular night, and I don't remember anything from this night, but everybody sounds real good on that.
Hold on. Let's hold this thought because I think we should come back to this because the best part of the best part of the story of making this episode. So, just to briefly talk about. The other part of this episode is Rachel gives Finn this Christmas list and she wants these five items and is really adamant about these five items. It is crazy.
But I have to ask you also, though.
Yeah.
Isn't Rachel Jewish?
Christmas can be for everyone.
No, it is for everybody, but she doesn't mention Hanukkah at all.
No, she does have the ad lib at the end, though, which is hilarious.
Oh, does she?
When she's ringing the bell and people are coming up, everyone's like, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas. She's like, Happy Hanukkah.
She always knew her character.
Yeah. But Rachel being this like wild about these five Christmas gifts is why she ended up number 12 on that list of the most disliked TV characters of all time.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why is she like letting
acting
it
like this
go? Like, unbearable.
Oh, sweet Finn. It really...
Yes.
I know. I mean, obviously, we've, you know, Finn needs to redeem himself a little bit after the last few episodes that he had of making some questionable choices. But it's not a little cuckoo. It's cuckoo.
It's cuckoo. She would you say, really, say cuckoo banana pants?
Yeah, cuckoo banana pants. She's gone off the rails and she is very focused on these Christmas presents. I'm not sure why. I think maybe it's like when Christmas comes around and you finally have a love and like your expectations are so high for everything, like best Christmas ever. Like, I feel like it was a joke, an inside joke with the writers that was like, Christmas can suck and like, yes, where you're, people can act like Bridezilla crazy.
Yeah. It was a very good display of that.
I will say this, the sow pig is very funny.
It is. I mean, I thought it all was very funny, but it was also like, mm-hmm, damn, cuckoo. She is,
mm-hmm, yeah, on it.
Cuckoo banana pants.
But how sweet, the little star.
I might have teared up.
Uh-huh, I did tear up. And then when he pulled out the earrings and I was like, yes, why am I crying right now?
Yeah, it was like the range of emotions I felt in that scene. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm, Rachel, you need to cut it out. Mm-hmm. And then
crying.
Yeah.
I will say Corey, without doing very much in this episode, like, well, I guess he does enough in the episode, but like not doing all that much, has a, like, he doesn't say as much as Rachel does.
Yeah.
And yet still his arc is, no, had us in tears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we talk about when he was during the Christmas special, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, he sounded like Bruce Springsteen.
So good.
It was so
good. Well,
we know
Brad loves Springsteen. So
I also did love the very beginning of this episode when Rachel and Finn are having the first initial conversation and Rachel's like, how did you know?
Kurt.
Was it Kurt? And then he walks by and like, it was me.
So
loved
funny.
It.
So funny.
I liked like that shot. I thought Matt did a great job with, and like the zoom in on her empty earlobe without an earring was also very funny.
Very funny. Do you also remember watching Extraordinary Merry Christmas being shot? And I was like, we were like, what is happening? I remember shooting that. We had not heard the song ever, obviously, because it's an original. Also, I was like, I've never heard the song before. I don't know what's happening in this scene. And they're doing the most ridiculous, insane number.
It felt like we were all on drugs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
It felt like we were hallucinating.
Yes. It is very out of body.
And they're both like on it, in like it. Hyped up.
Well, they're trying to impress you, Artie.
Yeah. Well, good. People need to bring it.
It fit with the
bitch.
Episode now after watching it. I was like, oh yeah, this fits with Rachel's crazy in this episode.
I also think Diana was napping.
Diana was napping this entire episode.
Yeah, every time I cut to her, she's like, just opening
sleeping.
Her eyes. It's like, respect. I was like, Diana, welcome to not having a storyline in an episode. This is what it feels like.
This is what happens. We snooze.
It is hard. I was talking to my friend who, he is on a show currently, mm-hmm, and they just started production back. And so he had like his first day back and he had one line in the scene. It's procedural. I won't say what it is. And he was like, you know, having one line in a scene
is
sort of worse than having all the lines. I was like,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
I know. Take it from someone who that's what I almost exclusively did for six seasons.
Yes. It's mind-boggling,
thing.
But yes.
Yeah, it seems so counterintuitive that it would be.
Well, you're like, what's my line again? I feel like every time we'd be in the choir room, I'd be like, what's my line again? And who do I come out?
And then are you the one that's going to fuck this up for everybody?
Totally.
And you have the least to do.
But you're like, whose line do I come after? What am I saying? Because it comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then don't fuck it up.
But, and yeah, trying to rectify it in terms of like story and character, sometimes you just can't.
No.
You're like, no, this just has to be brought up and you're just the vessel to do it. But it's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. The lighting on in the final scene where we do they know it's Christmas on Jane is excellent. I don't know what happened on the rest of us.
Jane,
we all look
lit for the gods.
Haggard, but she looks great. She also looks like she's in her own scene, like they shot her out or something.
I know.
Was like, shoot Jane, and then you cut to this whole other scene that's going on.
I think when you're Jane Lynch, you get to ask for like the special lighting, you know?
Well, obviously. She's a vet. Like, she gets what she wants.
She can do whatever.
Although she would never ask for that, but just give it to her.
How did you feel about all Tina's hats in this episode, Jenna?
It's very funny. I loved Winter Tina. I'm down with Winter Tina. I think it's very funny. I think also some of my dresses were a little basic, and so Lou was like, let's just keep her flair going.
Accessorize.
Oh, wait. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, yeah.
Never sounded better. Thank you, Amber, for giving me the best version of that. And when we were doing the number, that was really fun. We took a photo on set from somebody's phone of the girls. And before you know it, it's being used for press,
yes,
for everything. And this was before social media, where like people could pull your Instagram post off and use it for whatever.
Yeah.
This was like, I'm not kidding, by the Grove in LA on the digital billboard.
Really?
I'm driving and I see our photo and I'm like, oh my God. Like, that was literally a iPhone photo. That was not a professional photo, nor was it intended for us to use, but obviously we're on set, so whatever. We're all in makeup and hair. It's fine. But yeah, they used it for like promotion.
Well, that was like the following season when we showed up to do our galley images for the promos. They had one of the whole, you know, we run between like five different setups, and these are going to be the promos for the whole year. One of the setups, the reference was my Instagram, and it was all of my selfies that I had been taking in the choir room. So they wanted us to like redo that. I walked past the board. You know, like each setup they have like a board of like what the inspo is.
Vision board, yeah.
Yeah, and I walked past, I'm like,
That's my sheet.
That's me. Yeah, like, why are my Instagram photos on here?
Stop. That's really funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just talk about it. Let's just get to it, because I feel like we're dancing around it.
So around this time, I hope Leah doesn't get mad at me.
Oh.
Because I do feel like partly this is, I can tell the story because I was partly involved.
Mm-hmm.
Our ratings had started to dip a little.
Okay.
And we had enjoyed two very solid years of success and really great ratings. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time they had started to go down in a significant way. And because I was the one who was always checking, mm-hmm, I was reporting back, and we all knew. And so, I don't know who came up with it. It might have been like a group thing, but we were sitting there in that fake homeless shelter set,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
for a very long time.
Yeah.
And we were not performing the number. Like, we were like sitting at the tables.
Is this where we started a rumor?
Yes.
Okay. I vaguely remember this now. You've been holding this close to the chest until we recorded this. So I'm just...
Because right. Nobody knows.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I talked to Leah. I don't know if I talked to Corey. I think we did.
We did,
and you were part of it. You,
yeah, know. Yeah.
We talked like off of the set, like there was like a hallway right outside the set, and we're like, okay. I was like, I'm sitting across the room. What if I pretend to take a picture of Jenna, mm-hmm, and in the background, the very edge of frame,
is Corey
and Leah being like a little extra snuggly, mm-hmm, or kissing or holding hands or something. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have the photo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's online. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll put it up and like wait a little bit for people to notice, and then I'll delete it like I did something wrong. Because the intention was, we're going to get rumors started that Corey and Leah are dating.
And
then
get
people
more
watch the show, and then we'll get to make more seasons of it.
I'm dying. I forgot about this.
And so we were all very nervous. And Leah was like, yes, absolutely. Let's do it. I'm like, okay. And I remember looking over at you, and I had my phone on set, which I shouldn't really have had anyway.
Well, there was a lot of waiting around that night.
And we were really bored and beyond the point of like, we're stressed. Obviously, we're probably not going to make it home tonight.
Uh-huh.
To go back to our families.
Most people didn't make it.
Yeah. I don't think any of us did. And
Cord
so,
missed his flight. Yeah.
And so I do it. I post it.
Oh my God.
And I'm like updating. Everyone's like, what's going on? Have people noticed? I'm like, no, no one's noticing. No one's saying anything. And then at the first reference, one person said something. I deleted it. And I remember like checking Twitter. And then it got picked up and was like all over
the entertainment sites.
Yes.
Wow.
But this was, so then in January was the SAG Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at an after party and Leah sits me down and she's like, did you know we had actually started dating then? Nobody knew. We, of course, everybody found out shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
But she's like,
we were dating.
She's like, we started like dating that week again. And I was like, so it was just random? She's like, yeah.
You're a witch.
I was like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
Yes. And so we didn't know. I'm sure I probably wouldn't have told you.
Yeah.
But
we didn't know at that point. You're right.
No, we didn't. We didn't know for like another 2 months.
No, it was a bit, it was a minute. It was a hot minute. Yeah. They did
which
a really
I
good job.
It. I was like, they it did is a really hard. Good job.
Yes, yes.
Like it's almost impossible to have a relationship when you're working together like that. And then you have all of us. Like, no. So it made a lot of sense that they kept that.
That's
private.
Crazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were just talking about the drama of leaving.
No.
Us wanting to leave. Diana half asleep, literally asleep on the floor.
Do you
us,
also
like,
remember
rushing.
I was acting up that night. So there was this voice memo that Naya had sent me. I cannot say what it was.
Okay.
It was not appropriate.
Okay.
Something that should not be played in a professional environment, but it was so funny.
Oh.
And I was Naya, I'm going to play this over the loudspeaker.
Over the loudspeaker. You were acting a fool that night.
It was really, this was actually really, really bad because Phil, who was running our sound.
Did not.
I had someone distract him.
Oh, Kevin, that's so bad.
It's so bad and so unprofessional and I'm so sorry.
So bad.
And I apologized. I thought everyone was like, we're like goofy
on holiday
like we
break.
Yes.
Yeah, no. They
and
just wanted
I plugged
to go
in
home.
The phone. I played it. It was like a 10-second clip of her saying this joke.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran over and looked
horrified.
Horrified. And I instantly like sobered up basically in my like delirium of whatever I was doing. And I was like, oh my God. I'm someone who doesn't break the rules ever.
You don't.
I hate it.
And
he's the nicest person. You don't do that. This is his job. And if anyone's going to get in trouble, it's going to be him because he's in charge
of
the sound.
That's his machine.
Because there's a PA system because we were singing a song. So there were speakers brought into the set that we were all, lip syncing to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played it over that and I am eternally sorry for that.
Phil forgives you, I'm sure.
We're cool now. We're cool.
There's definitely a respect for your department and not crossing over.
Yes.
Like hair, don't touch somebody's hair if you're in wardrobe. Don't touch the sound machine if you're an actor.
No.
Don't, there's just things. So it's a very particular function in which how we behave ourselves.
It was
but
so
we were also fools.
It was so unprofessional, so inappropriate. But nobody was like, none of the higher ups were there. And so luckily I didn't get in trouble. But that was
it was just Leo.
Yeah. It was bad. It was.
Wow, Kevin.
No one really knew what happened. So like Naya was really the only one who caught it because she knew what.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil obviously caught it because it was coming from the sound system. And he's like professional and knew where that had come from.
Right.
So it didn't end up being like a big thing. Mm-hmm. It was more between like me and Naya. Mm-hmm. But
I remember that.
I feel bad.
It was a weird night.
It was really a weird night.
And it was a long night. And it was also like a weird scene. You're like, what are we shooting? What is this song? We're in a homeless shelter. Like, it was
just a clunky episode. And it's like,
sort
of like what everybody hates about holiday episodes when they don't like move the plot forward in any way. It's a weird one.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Should we do some tardy takes?
Okay. Cringe moments. Ouchies.
A lot of homeless jokes.
Well, the Do They Know It's Christmas is, I think, doing that in the homeless shelter is an ouchie.
And also, like, is this the second episode or two in the last three episodes where Rachel is saying some weird homeless joke?
But also, how funny were those intros on the holiday special?
I love those intros.
Very funny. Very funny. I love doing stuff like that. Shooting stuff like that,
yeah.
Because it was just, I was like, something different.
And
that
I think we also, like,
be ridiculous.
Matt, there's like an extra sense of comfortability.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, we probably were really going for it with him.
Best dance move. Christmas wrapping.
I mean, the entirety of Christmas wrapping. Actually, if we have to name one, there's the one hip.
Yeah.
Like, the hips going around and the whatever.
It's like a lasso move.
Yes.
Lasso and then in the front and then the thing. But what about the kick in the back?
Oh my God, the kick in the back.
My back was sore for days.
It's worth it.
Mm,
oh,
okay.
I might watch this number again after we're done recording this.
Best song?
I'm going to say Christmas Wrapping again.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah. I mean, what a great version. Mm.
Prop. The lightsaber that Finn comes in.
Does Chewbacca count as a prop?
Yes. The whole costume. Yes, the Chewie costume.
There were a lot of props in this episode because then you
I'm
also
so
have,
glad
like,
he did his like classic Chewie thing though. I'm so glad
too.
They let him do that.
Also, the Christmas wrapping ribbon was very good.
I love that number. Best line.
Oh, there's quite a few.
I know.
Like I said earlier, I like the Kurt says, this is my best friend and holiday roommate, Blaine Anderson. Mm.
I love the scene with you guys and Sue. I'm very happy when, and it was just a random grouping. Like we don't see often. And so Sue says, wheels, porcelain, other gay. The Yuletide is upon us, and everyone knows that Christmas is a time for forgiveness. So I have decided to forgive you for having no talent in ruining the American songbook one mashup at a time.
Yeah, that is. I think that's probably the best.
Very good.
Ruining the American songbook one. I also like Artie's talking about the premise for the
yes
special. And he's saying in the perfectly appointed living room of Kurt Hummel and Blaine Anderson's chic swank chalet, the tree, towering and opulent, the fireplace, draped in garlands, the stockings, bejeweled. Kurt and Blaine, the perfect hosts, have invited their friends to drop in for an evening of Noel Coward-esque banter and fun, happy, cheer-filled songs.
Perfect.
Wasn't perfect. Chris supposed to play Noel Coward?
Yes, Noel Coward. That's right. In a movie. In like the biopic or whatever.
I don't know. Make that happen still.
I don't know. I think that would be up to Chris.
We need to text him. Be like, hey.
What about that movie?
We need to see you back on screen, please.
I think his screen days are over, but you never know.
Do you think he doesn't want to?
Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, he's got his writing. Like, who needs that?
I know. It's like Rihanna.
When you're like a 12-time New York bestseller.
He is Rihanna of Glee.
He is Rihanna of Glee.
She doesn't need to make music ever again. Because she's like killing
it. So maybe for fun. Maybe for fun he'll do it.
Yeah, she did the Super Bowl. He can do a movie.
Performance MVP.
I think Leah was very good this episode. I think everybody in that Christmas special was like on one.
It was quite good.
Yeah, like I'm not entirely sure. Maybe Chris?
Yeah, he was excellent this episode as well.
I don't know.
Leah, Chris, Corey.
I might go with Leah.
Let's do Leah and Corey this week.
Okay, Leah and Corey. That feels right. Okay. For a number of reasons.
Yeah, totally. It's apropos.
Yeah. Okay, shit we found on TikTok. Jenna, there are three links in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to watch all of them.
Oh, all of them? Okay.
They're by the same TikToker. His name is Adam the Pianist, Adam McMillan. Go follow him. So he got this new keyboard. And they have like an acapella sound for the keys. And he calls it his, well, like Glee board. Your keyboard has the Glee sound. And he does like the intro music. He does the background music. He does if Star Wars was on Glee.
My jaw is on the ground.
Yes. You have to watch all of them because
okay, and then
all
he
so
does
good.
Phantom of the Opera on the Glee board, which is also a
he does like so fast. He's such a good. He's like an actual pianist, obviously.
Obsessed. This is my favorite thing ever.
It is so good. Yeah, like if there's a remake, we know who needs to be.
I am tickled. I am genuinely tickled. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go in a. I'm about to get into a hole.
Yes, just go for it because that's what happened to me earlier.
This is incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
Very
Adam,
good.
You're brilliant. Thank you for
awesome,
this.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you to, like, we got tagged in it so many times.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't it so good? There's so many of them.
It's really funny.
I was really impressed when he was doing some of the background music to Glee.
Yeah,
I
some of our
that
scoring
so many
or whatever.
Times. Yeah.
Impressive.
Oh my God, the scoring. My brain.
Well, I don't know.
Someone needs food.
Yeah, we all need food. On that note, thanks for listening to another episode of And That's What You Really Missed. This was the Christmas episode.
If
stay
we lost
tuned
you this
for
episode,
next week.
I understand. We were all over the place.
Chaotic is what we were, just like the episode.
Yes, we did it on purpose. It was in theme.
There's next year, season 3, episode 10, Yes, No, where we fell in love with one of Artie's most famous iconic moments in the series. And we have the infamous Nene Leakes who joins the cast, which, what a joy.
Honestly, one of the best scenes ever in the history of Glee.
We love Nene.
Between
we love
her
Nene.
And Sam at the pool. Just get into it. I literally, I fast forwarded ahead just to watch that scene.
We love Nene. Okay, very exciting.
Yeah, so come back for Yes, No.
That's What You Really Missed.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course, we love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.